From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State claims responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed, dozens more wounded. Nima Shabani was among the shrine visitors at the time of the attack, said when the conflict began with security personnel, the assailants ran away. Two, a man and a woman, killed themselves when they detonated suicide belts. Iran's Revolutionary Guard blames Saudi Arabia, a charge Riyadh denied. Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai called it a rare attack from a group outside the country and was surprised by the quick claim of responsibility.
To have the kind of claim of responsibility be also broadcast over the internet so soon after the fact, it just seemed to, in fact, be a very spectacular exception to what has been for Iran a kind of a long peace since that first turbulent decade of the revolution.
President Donald Trump said the U.S. grieves and prays for the innocent, but added that states that sponsor terrorism risk falling victim to the evil they promote. British voters head to the polls Thursday in a snap election called by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May.
This is important because this election is not just about the next 5 years. It's about setting this country on the right course for generations to come.
Ms. May hopes to improve her party's 17-seat majority in Parliament ahead of what are expected to be tough negotiations on Brexit with the European Union. A Cameroonian court Wednesday threw out a request for bail for three English-speaking activists who could face the death penalty for taking part in an anti-government protest against President Paul Biya. The case highlights divisions in the country between the majority French speakers and minority Anglophone population. This is VOA News.